Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
I have a charge on my credit card for $59.89 for Unique Modern Trends, and I'm calling to find out what it is.
Okay, I can help you with that. What's your shipping zip code?
33811.
Thank you. All right, and what's your first and last name?
Pardon?
Your first and last name.
The state?
Your first and last name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, first name is Barbara, and the last name is Yeaple, Y-E-A-P-L-E.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
4850 Squire Hollow Drive, Lakeland, Florida.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So whenever you did that, before you submit your order, you have to read those terms and conditions. It tells you that when you're trying to win that mixer, you are automatically enrolled into the Bite Tub Meal Planning App subscription, and that's why they charged you that $59.89.
Oh, well, I don't want that. I didn't realize I did that. I mean, because the way I understood it, it was paying $2.95 for shipping and handling.
No, we don't charge you for shipping because it's an entry. So if you happen to win it, they'll just contact you through email. They don't make you pay anything for the prize.
Well, can I withdraw this, whatever it is, this Unique Modern Trends?
Right,
I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. I can help you with that. All right, so the app basically focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No, I would not.
All right, well, give me 1 second. I'll get it canceled out for you.
Okay.
Check your email and see if you got the cancellation.
Okay, hold on just a moment here. Sometimes it takes a while for it to go up there in that cloud and come back down again. I always say, you know, let me see. Is it not Publisher's Clearinghouse, is it?
No, ma'am.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, I can say it just depends. Yours, I mean, some people get it right off, some people don't.
It hasn't come through yet. It should be barbyeap@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's all we have. It's like I said, it just depends. You can write the number down. Some people get it right off, some people don't. I guess it just depends on your server.
That's what I said. It depends on that cloud up there.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, I was actually sitting next to a friend not too long ago, and she sent me an email. And we were sitting right next to each other. And so it didn't come, it didn't come, it didn't come, it didn't come. Finally, she says, well, I'm going home, because I was going to print it for her. She said, I'm going home. When you get it, just holler. And I said, okay. Well, I think it was like 20, 25 minutes before it ever came.
Oh, my. Are you serious? Why
yeah,
is it taking so long?
And I said to her, I said, Suzanne, I don't know about that cloud up there, but I said it took it a while to get here, you know.
You're right.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone quicker than my iPad. Sometimes it does, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it comes through faster.
We have several devices, and this is like, okay, where's my email? Yahoo Mail. Oh, shoot, I have to log in. I don't understand that. Well, and you're talking to someone that did not grow up in a generation of, you know, we had typewriters, manual, even.
I know, I remember that. I used to have me a typewriter. I used to love, well, I thought I loved typing.
Well, I was telling somebody the other day, I said my iPad is ruining my typing because, of course, the keyboard's not as large on there as you know, than like a record typewriter, even the record computer, laptop. But I don't even know what my password is for Yahoo. Do you ever do that lose stuff?
All the time.
Let me see here. Okay. I think that'll do it. This looks good, so I guess it's there. It still hasn't come through on my iPad.
No, you're fine. You can just write the number down. Like, I guess yours is just a little slow.
Nope, I don't have it on my phone either.
Oh, yeah. Yours is, yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's slow.
It's been a morning of trying to put out fires.
Look, it's always something, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate to leave you just hanging on here.
No, you're fine. You can just write the number down until you get the email. That's fine.
Okay, write the number. You mean the telephone number or?
No, the cancellation number.
Oh, I don't have it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, it's the same one you're going to receive in your email.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
It's going to be 920.
920. Is that it?
763.
Oh, okay. 763.
964.
964. Okay. That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
920-763-964.
That is correct. And you'll get it in your email as well.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate it. And your name again was?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Oh. I've never heard that name.
Trust me, I get that all the time. Thank you.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, well, you know, any more there. Well, I look at my great-grandchildren, some of their names, and they got all these Y's in them. You know, like I got an Oakland, I got a Haven, and then, of course, Gracie, that's not too bad. I mean, and not that Haven and Oakland are bad, but they've got the Y's in there, you know, and H-A-V-Y-N and O-A-K-L-Y-N, you know.
You're right.
There's no more Marys and Joes and Johns.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so, okay, well, can I just go with the cancellation number then? So there should be a credit against my credit card, correct?
You just did this today, right?
Yeah. In fact, on my credit card, it says pending.
Correct, yes. So if it's pending, you'll have to wait until it posts and then call us back. We can't refund anything that's pending.
Oh, so I'll have to call you back after it is actually posted.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that'll probably be tomorrow. So, okay, I'll just make myself a note then to do that. And save me from looking up the telephone. What was the telephone number? Oh, I got it right here, 855-454-9640. That's the number I called you on, I think.
Yeah. Just keep that number, and then whenever you call back, just call that same number.
And just give them my cancellation number, and then they should credit my account.
Yeah, it'll pull it up for you.
Okay, I will do that then. So, and you have a great day. And thank you, Laken. Laken, is that the way you say it?
Yes, ma'am.
For helping me out. And then I will call back when it gets posted then.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. You also. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.